Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening, wrapping things up here this evening. We're talking with Roland Story volleyball coach Molly Geist joins us on the line. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You're welcome.
So as we take a look here, you guys wrapped up your season, fell in your regional semifinal to a very good Union Community team, 3-0, although I think it's pretty fair to say when you look at the last couple weeks of the season, your team was playing its best volleyball going into the postseason. And when you see how your team performed down the stretch and going into the postseason, what does that tell you about this group and how they were able to finish out the season?
Yeah, I was super proud of the way that we finished. We had a great weekend before a playoff started and won that tournament, and we're coming in feeling super confident. Of course, that makes it harder to end the season because, you know, we played a good game against Independence in our first round, and we had a good plan against Union, who is an excellent team and was the number one seed, but we felt that we had what it took to knock them off. And like every set that we played against them, we scored more points, and that last one ended up 25-22. And I really honestly felt like we were adjusting and starting to play better in that Union match. And if we would have gotten that third set, I kind of wonder, would we have been able to take it? I think we learned a lot. We progressed as a team so much, and, you know, so much to be proud of, obviously. You know, you just keep wanting more. And that's what I was proud about the girls. You know, they weren't just happy with where things were. We continued to get better all season long.
And looking at the players that you have departing, you have a pretty solid senior nucleus that will be departing. Players such as Maddie Risdahl, your right-side attacker, Allie Charlson, who is rotated in at setter as well. You also throw in Grace Dowling, who's done work at outside hitter, and even some of the bench players that played some pretty key roles, such as Claire Jonas, as well as Grace Corcoran and Jacqueline Gessner as well. But what can you say about what this senior class brought to the table here and what their mark will be left on this program?
Yeah, like you said, just such a great senior class. They have passion for the game. This has been their sport that they love. And a lot of them don't do, another maybe team sport. And so they just gave everything they could to volleyball. And have several of them started for 3 years or played a significant role for 3 years as varsity players. And then the others, they were like you said, we had some bench players that were, you know, maybe in a typical year would be starters, and they continued to get better, and just a good group of kids in general too.
And as we take a look, obviously, you know, it won't be too much longer before we're talking about prepping for next season. But when you look at this roster here, you got a lot of key returners coming back as well. You return Cameron Landy and Brooklyn Jondal, your top two kills leaders from this past season. Miley Geist will be a sophomore. She was the team leader in assists this year. Jondal was the team leader in kills as a freshman. You return to pieces in the back row. And some pieces up front, players such as Kennedy Peterson, Josie Ramos. You'll see some younger players step up into key roles as well. And when you look, because obviously you'll have the club season, and then you'll get back into the swing of things once summer comes, and obviously the school year starts up again. But when you look at this team and what will be coming back next year, what are one or two areas that really catches your eye and really excites you about what next year's team could be capable of doing?
You know, I was really excited about the way that the younger players played in pressure games. None of them seemed to get too rattled, whether it was a big home game, you know, against Nevada or any of our home matches where, you know, there's more people watching. And then playoffs, they really performed well and consistent and maybe even a little more aggressive than normal. So that excites me. We also have a couple kids that got hurt in the season that are varsity-level players that will be coming back. We just have so many good kids that are just working super hard at getting better. We have a lot of multi-sport athletes, and so when they get into the sport, you know, and they do all their off-season stuff, but just when they are playing volleyball, they can see the progress they're making, and it's it's fun to have so many kids that are loving the game. So that's pretty exciting.
Well, Coach, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Congratulations on a successful season, and it won't be long before we're talking to you again before next volleyball season.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate you covering our girls, so thank you so much.
Yep, that was Molly Geis, head coach of the Rolling Story Norseman volleyball team here on our Coach Speak program, as we will send you back to normal programming here on 95.7 FM.